Okay, good. Because at that moment, my family should show the love of Christ. Because at that moment, Christ showed that to her. And it shows it to all of us, right? This is where this teaching really hits home to me. It's because even that saddest, darkest moment, there Christ's love can shine and bring renewal, right? Like, that's where our gospel reading is that my burden, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. At that moment, my family, I, whomever, could choose to hold the grudge, to hate the person, that joker, that clown, whomever. But instead, I can take love, this selfless grace that empties itself so the other can be better, right? Like, in the end of a day, who will truly be burdened at that moment? Is it the person who is selfless and pulls on the love of Christ and lets that be the light in the darkness? Or is it the person who burdens themselves with, I'm going to continue the pain and anger and grudges at that moment in the life of the family? It was my uncle's gospel text. He chose himself was the gospel reading I shared with you tonight. I didn't pick it because of that. That's what the series did. But I was so grateful that I had that little moment here just recently with this text that I could reflect on loving your enemy. It comes in the most practical things, like a family member's death and those closest to you because of family relations. But this works, of course, in the sense of the church as well, right? Like, there are enemies of the church that are working against you. Or at least we feel that, we know that, all those sorts of things. All these evil forces and all these things working against us. How does the church respond at those times, right? It's quite easy to become like a Western at such moments, right? Western movies, I love Western movies. Give me a Clint Eastwood movie, spaghetti Western anytime. Those are fantastic. But what is one of the greatest things about a Western movie is the bad guys get their comeuppance, right? Like, isn't that just wonderful to watch? Justice is returned to the land, and that's just fun to watch. You have that resolution at the end. But that is not the church's mission. No, we're not a Western town or Western storyline. Jesus tells us to love your enemies, to bless those who curse you, to be peacemakers. We're the people of the Beatitudes, right? We're the people who are who mourn, but then welcome in so people may experience God's reign, and no matter who they are. Like, our fight is not against the world. It's against evil in the world. So we extend God's love to those who are our enemies. Because I do believe, as Jesus said in our gospel to us, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. One of the great joys that we have in this life, as man, it does seem like evil wins out in this world. I mean, they're seeking after powers and things here today. That's where it starts for them and it ends for them. But for us, this is just the doorway into the new creation, right? When Christ returns, brings that final justice, it is coming. Evil does not win. Injustice does not win. Satan does not win. And we get the body, the wealth, the land that Jesus promises us in the new creation. Not so we can redo all that evil, but so goodness and God's light and love can win over and creativity in the new kingdom wins out. That's the hope that we have as you think about this world that is working against goodness, against God's will. It's not that we become like that, but we become free from that in Christ Jesus and extend God's kingdom so even the hardest of hearts can see what God has done for them in us. Amen.